Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 3, 2019. In the end, I will understand. How can a student know that he or she is following the teacher correctly? After all, the student has no such compass or instrument. A teacher is a human who puts before me new values, new goals, and requires them to be accepted and fulfilled. I must check myself daily that I observe them and do not depart from the principles the teacher teaches me and others. Only in this way can you come closer to the teacher. It makes no sense to imitate his material habits and tastes, because they are unrelated to the spiritual and will remain unchanged even when you become a great Kabbalist. The animal body remains as it was created. You can check the correctness of your path with respect to others, annul yourself and compare with your friends whether I understand the teacher correctly or am mistaken. After all, I am in a group where everyone learns the same thing. Do my friends understand me, and do I understand them? Here one must lower one's pride and subjugate oneself. If I do not carry out my attitude to the teacher and the creator through subjugation to the environment that is studying with me, then I will certainly be mistaken. Egoism will prove to me that I am right in understanding and feeling more than others, and this will be a mistake, because pride humiliates a person. But in fact, it is impossible to avoid mistakes. It is said, the paths of the Creator are straight, and some make more mistakes, others less, but there is no righteous person in the land who does good and hasn't sinned. The place of the soul in the system of Adam HaRishon already determines how much and in what everyone will be mistaken. With this, too, you must come to terms and accept it as is. Ultimately, I must be directed through the teacher and the group to the Creator, to fight less with myself, with my egoism and confusion, and to cling to the teacher and the group more. This is most effective. By fighting with myself, I fight with imaginary things. By sticking to the teacher and the group, I dispel all these illusions, as if I need to correct something in myself. There is no need to fix anything. Everything will be corrected through connection. It is impossible to advance unless you fall and rise. You advance a step and fall to repent again and get up again. Movement only happens in this way. After a good deed, a fall always occurs as a result. Therefore, after a large, strong congress, now friction, confusion, and disputes occur, and this is a natural healing process. Why is this whole world, family, work, and daily responsibilities needed if all that can help us in spiritual attainment is self-annulment toward the teacher and friends? We do not know this, but it is how we feel inside our desire, that we exist in this world among billions of people and also surrounded by a group of friends, accompanied by a teacher. The Creator paints this picture in front of me, and I am obliged to use this picture correctly, to place everything in its place and balance it in order to act inside it. If I work correctly, then in the end I will understand why I felt as if I was in the material body and in the material world, among other people and with the teacher. When everything becomes clear, I will find myself in a completely different state, and then I will understand why this high spiritual state first appeared to me in such a material form where there were a lot of supposedly unnecessary things. This is what the Creator gives me today, and therefore, I must take everything that I receive seriously. In fact, now I see the spiritual system, but it is depicted in my material desire, in my egoistic perception. I do not criticize what is happening, my feelings and understanding, but simply try to direct myself to the Creator as accurately as possible. It is best not to scatter on finding out why everything around us exists and for what, but at maximum speed to advance to the goal, to merge with the Creator. After I reach adhesion with this power of bestowal, unity and love, I can gradually add the whole world to this integration. Black hole. The center of the ten is the place where the Creator hides from us. If we focus on it to reveal this center, a black hole, we will reveal the Creator there. We will then find that, in fact, we are there, In this black hole, where the true reality exists. Outside it is only an illusory world. The black hole in the center of the ten is the entrance to the upper world. This is the place where we are actually located, not in our world as it seems in our egoistic imagination. We will then discover that our world is also inside this black hole, the whole globe, the whole universe. We exist there inside as Israel, the Torah and the Creator are one, that is, they are all connected at the point of perfect integration. But in order to get closer to this true state, we need to discover our connection in the Ten. Inside it, we will go through 125 degrees until we reach complete unity. It is a black hole toward us, as our egoism does not see anything good in it, only darkness. After all, it requires going above reason and accepting the opinion of the teacher, the opinion of the creator, the opinion of the group. Do I agree with this in my egoism? Of course not. It seems like total darkness to me. It doesn't make me happy at all. I understand with my mind that if it goes against my egoistic desire, it means it is the truth, but the heart does not feel that way yet. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 21st of November 2019, Faith in the Rav. Male and Female, Part 4. Does a soul have a gender? Question: does a soul have a gender? For example, if a person in this life is a woman, will this soul in the next life be clothed in a female body? Or this is not so? Answer: let's say it is so. Question: what does Kabbalah say about this? Answer: Kabbalah does not deal with these concepts at all because our world is illusory, imagined by us in our sensory organs. Remark: but we were talking about souls, about the fact that this bundle of energy undergoes all kinds of metamorphoses and constantly clothes in some kind of body until it comes to the final correction. My comment, for simplicity, let's say that a male soul clothes in a male body and a female soul in a female body. Question: is this bundle of energy or this set of qualities unique to people? Can it clothe into some lower forms of matter? Answer: no, not into anything else. This is not Hinduism. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 31st of December 2018. Family and Marriage, Part 9. Who is in charge in the family? Question: who in the family should be in charge? Answer: the middle one between the husband and wife should be in charge, the one who called the Creator. Husband and wife with the Creator between them, and he is in charge. Question: and before he appears, who should be in charge? Answer: how can you determine who is in charge? Why should there be someone in charge at all? There should be a focus on connection, cooperation, unification, and mutual inclusion. We must reach a state where we understand everything without words, support each other and communicate mentally. We don't have to talk at all, as the wife usually reproaches her husband, "You don't talk to me." The man is used to being more silent, and the woman generally talks more. But in fact, the best condition is when they do not need any communication, even tactile. They just feel each other as one organism. And so I feel my partner, my children, and my family. Therefore, it is said, the wife of man, as his body. You can feel each other to that extent. Question: therefore, in order to truly reveal the Creator, you need to feel a stranger as the closest person? Answer: yes. After all, only with the help of the family is it impossible to achieve connection with the Creator. Question: so it is possible, but this connection will be minimal? Answer: I can't even imagine it. It is very difficult. A person needs a healthy egoism that leads him out of himself. He needs the same internal egoism when he imagines his family or some other people as close ones, so that there will be a difference between those and these, external and internal. And then he can orientate, build in himself all kinds of models of communication with others and thus, Advance. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 1st of January 2019. New Life Number 111. Marketing Strategies for the Future, Part 2.
Hello, and thank you for joining us to this series of discussions called New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello to everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And we're talking in this series of discussion about the world of our new workplace, where we spend most of our time in this organization that we work in, and we develop here with Rav Lightman a new awareness to this whole term of business, of our presence and interaction with people around us, and in general to life. Each time we are illuminating with our flashlight to different areas within the organization or the organizations in general, and with Rav Lightman we're getting new understandings of how we should prepare ourselves for the process which the world is going towards, the world of integration and the connection between all the parts in this big picture in our life. We started in our previous series to talk about the marketing process, and Nitza, please enter us to this discussion, please. So first of all, we're going through a parallel process with you. In actuality, we're dealing with the problems, let's say, with the challenges that are before us as a society and an organization, yes. And besides that, as we're working with you on strategy and the all of a sudden, in the previous conversation, there was an understanding that I wanted you to widen and spread out a little bit about, because I have an understanding there's something big here. You talked about the matter of marketing and the idea of desire to enjoy. And it brings me back to the days where we learned about marketing. The whole process of marketing went through a certain evolution process, probably as an evolution that we went through as a society. And at some point, marketing dealt with production more. That was a little after the Industrial Revolution. They dealt more with production, and then it was the product itself, meaning everything was open. There was you dealt with everything. So everything that was created didn't matter what was needed. Everything was created and produced. And then in the product, from this product, all of a sudden a few years ago, they came to what we call today, and this is also what is taught today, till this day, this approach, which is the modern marketing. What is the modern marketing? Do a survey of the market. Understand well as your senses are, to understand exactly who's before you, what he needs, what he wants. And if you can make that match, you won. That's like your success. And therefore, a lot is invested in these surveys. All of a sudden you come, and it's all of a sudden, like in my understanding, when I came from the previous program, like you're bringing us the next generation of marketing. Even the modern marketing is not really modern, because it still brings a certain old need, and I would like for us to develop it a little. This true advantage that if I, as a company, will build this with your understanding, how to take it onwards. And then, of course, around this, we are around this policy of marketing, but it's something that is needed, so I'd like for us to widen that a little bit and understand a little bit more. The problem is that until we create within us new senses, a new approach, we won't be able to develop any changes. And therefore, the integral education of the whole organization is actually the most important stage. it's not that we're learning and we move and later, anyhow, we try to adapt it to the regular life. Rather, on the contrary, what will happen here is that in the regular life, we need to adapt our regular life to what we learn. As much as we will be in it more experts, we will succeed. What does this mean? We need to develop also on our own what we're doing now through publicity, and let's say through advertisement, we try to create within the consumer a new desire. This is worthwhile for you, this is worthwhile for you, this is worthwhile for you. And we see that already this approach does not work because we're not touching his basic desire. If earlier his desire was to buy and enjoy, and then we could only convince him that that's what he wants. Now, because his desire is completely changing, and turns towards a new direction, to a new source of pleasure, in which the source is actually in connection, and that's in the middle of that is where he finds his feeling. Therefore, we need now, after we feel what actually the true, real future need there will be, we need to educate him towards that need, to advance him, the consumer. Meaning, whoever produces the new things must also educate the consumer in integral education, to educate him. Because the consumer already has the beginning of this new desire to enjoy connection, but still this desire is not so clear, it's not so understood to him. Therefore he's in a certain confusion. He can't enjoy the old consumption, and he has yet to reach the new consumption, consumerism. And therefore what he's learning now from me, this integral approach towards creation and selling, he has to also learn how to educate his consumer to consume these things, these new things, and develop it and educate him to enjoy my new products. Therefore, after we learn between us what it's called, the integral education, the integral world, we need into this to enter the consumer into that circle of ours, and to show him truly where the source of filling is for his new need, even though it's not developed yet, that we need to develop. And then we show him that what we're suggesting for him is truly what answers his new lack, his new deficiency that is starting to establish inside of him. Therefore, our new products, which will all be in this new spirit of that of connection, that can cause connection between people, and how to find pleasures there and use these pleasures in order to enjoy them, we need to develop an environment the new environment of consumers in which they enjoy, where they see us as methodical. Not that we're selling them, but as partners, being together with them in that same pleasure that we're filling, and in that we're also being filled. That we are with them together in this integral system, that if he doesn't enjoy, I don't enjoy. The integral education has the middle, the end, and the beginning are all together, meaning the consumer enjoys from me enjoying, I enjoy from him having pleasure, and together we are actually in a process that actually everything is shared, is common. I see this also lately in as much as organizations want to show the consumer how they create things, how they produce things, how they care for the consumer, how they're searching for how to answer his needs more, how much they're producing things that are more healthy, more comfortable, closer to him. Only there's a participation that is missing. But the approach is already starting to move in this direction. Even those that are producing cars, so they're doing big movies about their factory, how they assemble them and how they care for every single part, and truly they want to share the consumer also in every single stage along the way. Only, also there is a beginning in all these movies. They want to have him to participate emotionally, how much they care about every stage in the production. And so that the consumer will see how much they're with him, and also in this pleasure that he will later receive from the production itself. Here we need to go one more stage forward. That actually, we need to do some one system of creation and consumption. So that the consumers will feel more us who are concerned about them during every stage along the way and are with them every single stage of usage and pleasure. That we didn't just sell it, and we don't know where it's coming from and who it's coming from, but really we're close. That we're not, well, let's say like this. A housewife. She puts a house, a table, and she enjoys to see how much we're eating, and we need to show her our response and how tasty it is, and how this interaction must be there. Meaning we must be together with them in the creation of the new flavors, in the creation of the new habits of consumption, in the creation of the new interaction between us, towards them and back towards us, and so it will be as one. It won't happen if we won't educate the consumer also in an integral manner like us. And therefore, the society which develops a certain specific product must be concerned with those consumers so that they will be connected to them more and personally, more, so that they will feel them, so that they will truly be emotionally connected to the organization, so that they will be like partners. Because all in all, if we're talking about this, about the fact that the whole world is the desire to receive, then we who create something, who produce something, our pleasure is not from us creating something and selling it. Our pleasure is not from the reward, from the profit. It's from the feeling that you're enjoying, and we're hoping that you feel also that in doing that is our pleasure. Meaning there has to be a connection here, a mutual connection here. There's a very wide work here for psychologists and sociologists how to do this, but this is actually the source of the approach, of the new approach. Okay? The foundation works this way. I want to give you a certain example that I experienced as a consumer last week, and if you could reflect to me how you would expect an organization that develops in this integral approach, how it would approach the consumer in this time, and tell us if this serves us or not. I had to replace my eyeglasses. I had to do it for a long time, and I really didn't want to do it because I knew it was going to confuse me until I get used to it. I got to the point where I don't see anything, and I just had to replace them. I went, and that's it. About a month later, or a month and a half of delaying it, I changed my glasses to new glasses this week. Now I'm with new glasses. And I'm not used to them yet. And I feel that in one eye they didn't do it like they should have. Like there's something not right there. And look at what I'm paying attention to as a consumer. I'm a customer who paid, they did a good price, everyone's happy. Now, throughout the last few days that have passed, I'm saying to myself, will you go back to the store where you just did these glasses and say to them, listen, I feel like it's not exactly right. Now, what am I dealing with? I'm dealing with whether I have the emotional strength to go back there and see the owner giving me faces and yes and no and look and go and we have to wait and this is that. And I don't have, I already paid and everything, but I don't have the energies for the negative interaction that I'm going to experience there. Right. So what am I saying to myself? How many days have passed? 3 days. Well, wait a little longer. Wait a little longer. You're not this, you know. I'm like marketing to myself, calm down, everything's okay. You'll get used to it soon. I don't want to go back to the organization for this parable that we're using here, because I know that a mother's not waiting there to tell me what's not okay, my dear son. Here, I'll heat it up for you, I'll cool it for you, I'll add for you. I also know that, and he gave me a good service, I know that if I'll come there, there will be some uncomfortable things, and I don't have the strength for those uncomfortable things. Now let's jump over here. Why did I get reminded by this? Because you're saying here, the key is for the success in this new world of business is that an organization will feel that the consumer, you said like this, the organization needs to give the consumer the feeling that he's his partner, that my pleasure as an organization, that I developed something, I marketed it, I invested, I brought it to you, I get pleasure from seeing how you drink the water. I get pleasure from that. If you enjoy my product, you did good for me. In such an approach, if I were to acquire those same glasses from such an organization, what would I feel now that I would come to them again? If I were to come to them again, what would they say to me? After all, between us, there will be a certain financial expense, because if he didn't do something right, he's going to have to create another pair of glasses, another lens, and it will cost him more money. So how does an organization deal with something like this? An organization which the pleasure of the customer is benefiting, meaning you must go back to them, because otherwise you're not bringing them pleasure. You have to enjoy. You can't lie. It's not good. Would you lie to your mother? No, that's not good either. This is totally not good. If we're talking about the truth, then it obligates you to go back and to tell them what's going on. And he must participate in your sorrow and to be happy that he can come to the pleasure, to your pleasure. And he knows by doing that he is buying the customer. That in that you are already connected to him, that you will definitely be with him, and you will recommend to 1,000 other people that you will be his best publicity. For him now, you will work. It's worthwhile for him to get, to do this new lens for you instead of paying for just like that publicity, because we know that you're going, the best publicity is from person to person, from mouth to ear. How will he give me that feeling? This is what I'm saying, that he must educate you. That's exactly what I'm asking. How does an organization, let's say you're the organization, I'm the public, the consumers, how will you as an organization cause your customers to have such faith in you or such feeling that there's a good interaction, because the negative interactions is what bothers. I simply don't have the strength for that. No, I must advertise these things. As an organization, yeah. How I relate to you, how I expect you, I demand pleasure of you, for you to be enjoying. I depend on this. I ask you, come to me, come back to me, until you are filled with pleasure, I won't, it's not that I must. I want this. Until you're totally satisfied. How will you be totally satisfied? That I get pleasure from your pleasure. It's like a mother. We always need to take an example from the natural relations that are in nature between people that are connected to each other, to one body. You will come to him and he will say, thank you, good that you came, because the fact that you're suffering is truly not good for me. We will come from this later through such exercises to a true common sensation between the organization and the customer, and also between the organization and people. I will start feeling in this, truly to feel, are you enjoying or not enjoying somewhere out there? I will develop within this, in me, and you will develop towards me, such relations, like a mother feels what's going on with her child, even more than that. And it's worthwhile for me. An organization will be able to feel the pleasure or lack of pleasure of its public, of its consumers? Yes, definitely. What feedback would that be? Do you know how much they would work together? How much that would give a wave all over the world? How much this attitude would be publicized? Because it would also be adapted to the general network that is being revealed. I won't have to have any publicity, only this. This publicity will work also from your mouth towards others, and also in the internet. People will all of a sudden start to feel that they're buying pleasure from me, and a common pleasure. Let's say here in our example with the glasses, the common pleasure is for who? It's a personal product. If you did the glasses good for me, or you mistaken and you corrected it, where here, I'm looking here, where's this partnership? Where's this mutuality? You gave me a service like a mother to a child, meaning you operated according to the integral conception that my pleasure is and your pleasure is the same, meaning your pleasure and my pleasure become as one desire. One desire. This is pleasure from sharing, definitely. And from that same sharing, we also enjoy me from your consumption and you from my product. I from your pleasure. I enjoy from you enjoying. And you from my pleasure that I did it for you. We have, as I am with my mother, and I receive from her some meal that I'm used to it, that it's from my childhood. that in this I enjoy together with her. What does that mean? Meaning every product, every service, everything that someone passes to another, an organization to a customer, can include within it this additional value of sharing with people. And this is the main part of the pleasure. Because in this, we are creating a common desire, which is a multitude of great, it's multiplied its greatness compared to what we have right now. And then everyone starts to open and discover this a new source of pleasure, an integral one, which is to the power of, I don't even know how to measure it. To this point, I'm looking at this one desire, and it all of a sudden gave me, it's a formula. To this point, there was, in the past, we didn't want it to be like this. Let's say in love. In just love, in physical love between a man and a woman, don't we want it to be one body? Don't we want it to be truly this common pleasure that I will enjoy from her and she'll enjoy from me? True, and when we talked about relations, you said that in order to create a common desire that we need to do common concessions, and then we get closer and build a common desire. So what happens between a consumer and a producer? The same thing. I concede, he concedes his relations towards me, and we're trying to create a common attitude between us. We're trying to enjoy from one pleasure in one place together. This I still need some sharpening. Okay. I look at him. Who are you? You're the organization? Yeah, yeah, and you're the customer. I'm looking at him that I have an opportunity now to create a new place for pleasure. My reward is not money. My reward is this new common pleasure. Because I'm coming already after this integral education. This is what the pleasure in life is for. Just as we say, we're all day long at work. So my work now becomes the source of my pleasure. So I see in him that he has a lack in his, a flaw in his sight, and it brings us an opportunity to connect me as a producer and him as a consumer to our common pleasure here, that in a place where we can both enjoy, not from the glasses that I create and I produce and he buys, but because our deficiencies can connect here, and our pleasures can connect here from this. In this, we find a new connection. In this connection, we share our pleasures. In this, how should I say this? It's like I enjoy this bowl of soup that I get from my mother like in childhood, or am I getting her attitude and everything that I have towards her? Meaning these glasses and my factory and his glasses are all as opportunity, as some, as a cause for the creation of new pleasures. We talked about this, that people are now looking for new pleasures, not in the product itself, but what we can, how we can connect through this, these products. Our world is already leaving the products. It's becoming more integral, more virtual. We're less and less going to create and stabilize and sell and buy the products themselves. We will care more for the spirit of things, for the pleasures in them. Certainly, we need the all this matter, but only as a reason. Only as a topic. I want another question about the this relationship that we talked about right now. We talked about a system of relations here. There's a certain connection that is created right now between the consumer. We must be as one. It's like a mother and her child. Let's say in 6 months, I hope, I'm going to see my mother. Your mother lives abroad. Yes, she lives in Toronto. I'm traveling to her. And I hope to receive from her a certain portion, something that she'll prepare for me. Yemenite soup. No, it could be gefilte fish. Doesn't matter. But something like that. Let's say pancakes or something, or potato pancakes or something like that. Something that reminds me of my childhood. So I'm looking for these pancakes. My wife makes them no less as good. So it has to do more about the attitude that I will give her, the fact that I am there, and saying how tasty it is, and that's it. What? Can I ask something that was before? It's really interesting. We said, I don't remember if it was in this discussion or in the previous discussion, you said that the world is going through a new phase, and therefore needs to come into expression, also an advertisement that we need to enjoy from the product that we're creating, that we're producing. It's not one person that's enjoying, but several people enjoying. S1 that are connected as one. But you emphasize that even in advertisements, don't show one enjoying it, but always a few. You give an example. Don't sell a fish hook, but it's something that we do in a common manner together. So there's two bases of sharing here that I want to talk about. First of all, as an organization, which is developing according to the integral approach, I see that from a future requirement in my organization, several people will enjoy, and it could be for basic products, or it could be for something that's not like glasses. And he said there's another plane of sharing here, that there's a new connection here between people, and this is where the pleasure is, and you pass the field towards the sharing between the customer and the organization, where he's getting the good service. So here the customer is me with the glasses, that's one, and you as an organization, as the salesman, is two. This also brings an additional integral value to what you do, even though the product is personal. There are many private products. You can't say everyone enjoy my glasses. The friends. What are the glasses that we're enjoying? We're enjoying from the connection and the attitude, the organization and the customer. Meaning not just that several consumers will enjoy, but the sharing is also one consumer with a private, personal product, and you as an organization. So there are different ways of sharing. And even more than that, if we enjoy between us, it spreads in the net. Because we're connected right now in the integral net between us. Meaning, in this, we're adding to the whole net of connection between humans, which is now being revealed. This positive wave. Let's say if I talk about this on my Facebook, without even talking about it, without you telling anyone, we're all connected together. We're revealing that there is a place between people, whether you like or not, we feel an interaction. We see how we can't disconnect between people or companies or countries between each other. It's a connection that is under the ground, under the tiles. It's a connection that's between us, that we simply belong to each other. And then, even a personal connection between us, as we caused the creation of this mutual integral connection between us, it's already within this net in the right way. It already becomes a supplier of integral force in the whole net. In doing so, I promise you that you're going to see that from such an interaction, all of a sudden people are attracted to me. They want to buy especially from me and not from others. They don't know why, but there is a feeling inside of them that with me they will receive pleasure, because we're searching for pleasure in our subconscious and not the product itself, rather to enjoy from it. And then they come, and all of a sudden I feel, look how much there are people here who want me. The fact that I'm fixing your glasses, it's worthwhile for me. I want to the end to check you so that you are not afraid to come to me, come back to me. And you want to show me that you're enjoying it, that you're really enjoying my product. Otherwise, you're stealing from me the pleasure. You must come. And you have to feel uncomfortable if you're suffering. How would you be with your mother? Somehow you would also correct this matter. I can say that as a customer of all sorts of services and products, today the most disappointing thing in every interaction of acquiring something is that I know that the organization or the store or the supplier or the mechanic or the plumber, no matter what, in all the means and all the things, I know that they're cheating, that they're stealing somehow, whether it's small or big. I know it's for their benefit and for my benefit, and it's the interests are opposite. And even if he plays like he's coming towards me and giving me service and so forth, it's only some wrapping to the conflict of interests between us, and it does bad for me. There are many things that I don't acquire today, I don't do today, only because, not because of how much it costs, because I need it, and I will be lazy to do what I need to do. There are things that I don't buy only because of these bad interactions. On all levels, from the lowest salesperson to the customer service person who's going to bitter my life later on. Meaning we got used to a culture of warrior, of war, actually, of battling. And let's say in 6 months, when you will improve, according to the integral education system, and will start relate differently to a product and to the customers, you understand what a revolution you're doing in the market. Yes, I, as a consumer, promise you that I will never leave such an organization. So what could be for me more attractive than to receive now the service of the integral education? I think that we, if I talk now as an organization or as a high management of an organization, we're sitting with different perceptions, with old perceptions, and it's really hard for us to get let go of the shackles in our minds in order to digest the potential of our development as an organization and our interaction with the customers and the ability to grow and develop. And but it will never happen to someone who didn't move towards the integral of education, because you can turn around 1,000 cycles looking for all kinds of, like, trying to do better service or this or that. If you remain egoistic directly, you will never be able to do any revolution in the market. Meaning it won't work if you do it as if. That what you just said reminded me that really many people in our team, there's a certain team that we work with, a professional team, that a lot of the elements that you talked about, they said, well, these are things that are known. Like, for example, in the family, they said, yeah, there's an example. There's on the bulletin board, there's a birthday for this one and a birthday for that one. There's a certain trial to do these things. But what you're saying is you're trying to use your old intellect, the individual old intellect, to try and implement new ideas, and it actually doesn't work. Meaning the words sound the same, but the intention is totally different. Desire does not connect. They remain each in its own desire, in his own egoistic individual desire. Here, there must be, first of all, a new common desire. That's the condition. So that we can, yes. So that you can feel what you're just saying. So which is what? What is this new desire? Let's precise. A new common desire that you and I enjoy from the same thing. From the relations between us, which is direct and open, the one. Your pleasure and my pleasure is the same. And not that we talk like that in the advertisement, or, you know, and there's all kinds of quality things there and everything like that, what they write there. But it has to truly be. I think that at this stage, we're going to move maybe to the topic of the second phase. The second phase in the policy of marketing. We're talking about the policy of marketing according to the integral perception system. And now we're talking about the product and our ability to produce a product and a service according to the integral system. Now that after we developed ourselves and educated ourselves, we need to educate the consumer, the product. We need to educate ourselves and we need to educate the customer. And you said there's a certain formula here. The formula is simple. If the consumer needs to be certain that I am for his benefit, then he needs to be incorporated in my desire to do good for me. What? If the consumer wants to be certain that I want for his benefit. Let's say I, as a consumer, want to be certain. You want to be certain that your glasses will be 100% good and I will stand behind them, like for your son. Yeah, like for my son. Yes, for my baby, for my little child. So in this, I need to explain to you what it means, my attitude towards you. What does it mean that all of a sudden we're concerned for you and not for our pocket? That pleasure, I need to explain to you that our pleasure is in that we will feel the pleasure that you receive from your glasses. It's the pleasure of our organization from what it does. This is our benefit, our reward. We measure our reward today, already not no longer in dollars. Rather, we measure it in calories, let's say. I don't know how to explain it. In calories of happiness. As much as I warm up my heart to feel that you are happy and satisfied. This, for me, is called the place for my earnings. It turns out that my organization has a goal to hold itself to be existing and supplying to all of the workers in it a rational level of life. No more than that. And all the rest we enjoy from supplying to others pleasure, and they in return bring us this pleasure, the sensation of warmth and happiness. This is our happiness. How will they bring that to us, by the way? The response. We teach them how to be with us in the same system. Integral. Do we need to invent processes? Definitely processes. We explain this to them. No, you explain this to them at the time that they're purchasing. Or no, before that. I'm publicizing myself, meaning your rationality. I'm advertising how I work according to this new life. I invite him, let's say in the movie, to see how our organization works. That we all work in such an integral manner that we don't have values other than this value in which he enjoys. All the rest, we're not like in the processes like other companies that have huge, vast amounts of money in their banks. No. We earn, we show this to them. We earn only from the pleasure that we supply to people. And people in return are aware of this and are thankful for this. And we only live in order to supply our life with honor, with respect. We publicize this. And with this, we advertise the principles through which we work and how much we want our customer to understand from us. And this he learns from us already. Somewhat. The new method. And he changes from this. We're educating him in this manner. He sees there's an organization which instead of receiving, let's say, the glasses, $1,000 for the glasses, I don't know how much the glasses are, this organization takes $500 because it's enough for it in order to cover itself and to pay to all its workers and all the expenses, and with all the insurances and all that it has, it's enough for it. It doesn't need more than that. Because it's not living for that. It's living in order to receive pleasure from supplying it to you. You see that there's such a thing, that they don't come to you to cheat you, like you say, each and every one. So certainly, it's not an altruistic organization. It doesn't live from what it, from receiving some kind of contributions or donations. No, rather, it lives that him and you are in sale and purchasing as partners, because you're partners to the pleasure and the deficiency and the pleasure that you're creating. You're supplying pleasure to each other. So you're partners. It's not that one is buying and one is selling. It's not important here who's buying and who's selling. Meaning the fact that we are together in this interaction is called go and earn from each other. My earning is from you enjoying. Your earning is from that you enjoy that I'm giving you the pleasure. You understand? So we're starting to see the world, which is all in such an interaction of industry and service and sales and international trade and so forth. And it's all created so that we will, not so that we will enjoy from me selling. Rather, it's that I'm connecting to others in the right manner and them to me. We rose to this second floor where we have a new deficiency and a new filling. This is how you see the world operating in the future? Yes. And I see that we don't need money. Well, that's futuristic. No, no, no. But money in such a way that that's not what I'm entering, putting in my pocket. I'm giving you money. You're giving me. We're existing for the time being in that way because this is what's valuable, the value that is equal to whatever there is for the time being. But actually, we're coming to a world, and we will reach this, that each operates in order to supply his body rational life and his pleasure. We see it already moves from the degree of matter to the degree of spirit. And in the degree of spirit, actually, the interactions are carried out in good between individuals, between organizations and people. Yes, and then I see in each and every one, in what he needs, the ability to supply him something and to get pleasure out of it. So if we depicted this as a picture, that I'm not talking truly about the spiritual world. I'm talking about the fact that we're coming to a new consumption, a new consumerism. This is what we need. This is my nature now that is going towards. So let's do a certain interim summary. So I, as a customer, will really want to meet an organization that this is its drive, which is to do good for me, is its vision. Yes, that's totally clear. You as an organization are formatting your perception and are defining as a goal that I want that my products and services that I do, no matter what I'm dealing with, will do good for people. Truly, in a clean manner. And not just like that, but truth. Yes, this is going to be success, and this will bring good for me and for the customer and for the organization. This is totally clear. What I would want to hear is your attitude and clear definition. You said that me or someone who will adapt this look and will move in this vision, you're saying in a few years, no matter how many, X years, this is how the world will be engaged. This is how it will work. It'll operate. This is how the future norm will be, because our desire is to reach this. Nature, in its evolution, will push us towards this, whether we want or not. People will stop just buying for no reason. Their desire will not be like we spoke. It'll be more about the relations between people. Certainly, I'm telling you, as a customer, if I'll find someone who's supplying me something with such a feel of relations and attitude, then I'll find everything with him. Everything I can buy in the world, I'll buy from him. That's clear. That's without any doubt. I only want to understand this. Let's say a certain organization starts pacing towards such this approach and starts to slowly, these are also not changes that you can do from day to day to tomorrow. You have to start feeling. You talked about it. You needing to feel this. Now I'm leaping to the future. Let's say in the future, this will be the standard, because this is what the customers will be demanding. You won't try to, cheat you and take from you everything that I can from between the salesman and the consumer. Now I'm coming back to today. Now I'm an organization that wants to advance towards this direction. I want to preemptively get to this trend. I want to enter and open new markets by doing so. The point here of putting our glasses on what truly does good for the customer is totally clear to me. What does it mean it's clear to me? We'll have to develop this ability. It's not in me today. But let's say that with the help of your instruction, we'll develop it. I want to understand, because you said all sorts of things that I don't know how to translate for myself today, and I don't know how the shareholders are going to accept them either. Today, in the way towards this path, towards this trend, that we want to make our customer to feel good, what is the rationale or the approach need to be on the financial benefit here today? Because if today I will try to initiate this direction in my organization, like you described earlier, in which we actually are concerned that our organization will be carried engaged in the proper way without the zeros and everything that we have to invest. We're going to have to invest a lot in education of our workers, of our customers. You developed here new things that we're not even operating in today. But let's say we'll look at the bottom line. Your organization lives, breathes, develops, and grows, and so forth. In the end, there needs to be some flow of the price in the end for the customer and all the development and the growth of your business needs to be in such a way that the cycle won't be burdening more millions and millions to your bank account, which is the rationale that's moving you today, but you changed the phase. So in this transition state that we're today, what in your eyes needs to be the approach or the conception of benefits, of earnings? We're at point zero and we want to reach to this model as fast as possible, especially if everyone is about to be behaving this way in the future. What needs to be the first step, first grade, and this state in the financial earnings so that this organization will be able to move and will have the resources that are going to be needed to move it, and we don't drop our stocks and so forth? What rationale should there be in the approach to the line of earnings does there need to be, so it'll be logical and will also enable this movement? I feel like what you're broadcasting here is moving from a certain chase after another million and another million and another billion, depending on how big your organization is, to put that on the side for a second, not to be so much on, I don't know how to call this even, because after all, that's what's moving us right now to move towards those negative interactions with the customer. Because it's not important that I enjoy your glasses. What interests you is how much the new lens is going to cost. So I'm trying to understand from you, according to the integral approach, what needs to be the logical rationale that will enable this new organization to move towards that horizon that you're talking about. I don't understand stockholders. I don't understand it. And I don't want to take them into account. But I must take them into account. You can take them however you want. No, they're my bosses. They're your bosses, actually. So you'll have to educate them. How, what to tell them, I don't know. But if they're the bosses in the organization, you won't be able to advance if they'll demand from you every day to bring them earnings and earnings and earnings, profits. He will have to change his approach. What is the profit? So this is what I'm asking. Change is a process. Okay, but no matter what, from 0 to 1 is not a change. You won't do this process within 5 years. But you are going towards this, that you will not have profits. Is this something that it's important for me to explain this now to my shareholders? No, but if they will see from year to year that you're lowering your profits, you are holding yourself, the organization is strong, many customers, and everyone is coming, but the profit, the company doesn't have profits. It doesn't have. No, I'm worried about whether you're going to have investors. Maybe there need to be special people that understand this rationale. What for do I need investors? A big organization today is being traded on the stock market. So it could be that there won't be stock markets and no investors. Maybe that will happen tomorrow, but that's why I jumped forward. In next years, whoever is investing needs to receive every month percentages, right? That's it. Meaning I need to earn for him. Meaning the price that I give towards the customer will be, let's say, double what it costs me. That's exactly my question. What is that level where it will be able to be accepted today and will be accepted on his opinion and his rationale? Let's say in my factory I cover all my expenses, the workers and everything. I cover all the expenses. And other than that, I have, you know, fair salaries and everything, and I invest in the new budgets that need to be operated. Yeah, that's clear, everything. I close the factory. Also, I cover the factory, all the things I need to develop and everything in the future. And other than that, I need more. As much as I earned, X dollars. I need to bring X more dollars in order to give out to my shareholders. So, I want to lower that, or to take that off, gradually. My question is simple. These shareholders, are they the owners of the factory, or do I need from them money, credit, in order to develop the factory? Are they the owners? And I'm just like a worker in the factory. That's what it comes out. Let's say in a certain example, in a certain organization, it's like that. There's all sorts of models, but let's say it is. Then it's as if they are workers in the factory, only they don't come to work. Yeah, each puts a few millions in there, and they receive from it a dividend. They're investments. Investment. So in the first part, they invest, and I need to accept them as the same thing. Yeah, what can you do as an expense? I understood. There's nothing that you can do. I can't close my business. Clear. I have another question. This is it. So this is from reality. We can't do anything. But let's do a certain summary. A certain summary. From my greatest impression is that I and my customers need to come to one common desire, and that you and me, the customer and the organization, are enjoying one thing. What is this one thing in summation? That also the organization and also the customer can come. It's as if we open a shared bank account and we enjoy from one thing. And what enters there? The pleasure, the common pleasure. I supply pleasure to you, you supply pleasure to me, and it's this common pleasure between us. The mother gives me to eat, and I, with my hunger, take her food, and together we enjoy, truly enjoy together. We're enjoying the relations between us. That your glasses are only the reason. And my factory is only the reason. Only we're rising to the human component. That's the second level compared to the one before. Thank you very, very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much, Nitza. Thank you, too, for being with us, and we invite you to continue and enjoy the relations between us also in our next programs. Until then, all the best, and goodbye.